Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of June, we will be exploring the topic, enjoying His peace. June 1, His keepsake. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. John 14, verse 27. Most of my life, I was afraid of flying. It was so bad that I had to take medication just to get on a plane. I discovered John 14, verse 27, where Jesus promises to give His peace to us. I remember highlighting this text and taking the Bible with me on the plane. I would recite the verse many times when the aircraft encountered turbulence, asking God to fulfill His promise and give me His peace. When it became evident that I would be flying constantly as part of my calling, I had to settle this issue with God. Now I'm often dozing off as the plane takes off. The disciples were getting worried because Jesus was talking about leaving them. In John 14, Jesus is comforting their anxious hearts. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. John 14, verse 1. His disciples wouldn't become orphans. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, would be with them. It is then that Jesus makes the most amazing announcement. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. John 14, verse 27. The word peace is repeated twice. This was a common greeting and send-off Jewish expression, shalom. But Jesus qualifies it with the possessive pronoun. Jesus was leaving His peace with them. This was His special gift, a keepsake that was to remain theirs permanently. His peace is much greater than the peace the world offers, because the source of His peace is Jesus Himself. If you are anything like me, you know that every morning many thoughts compete for attention. It's easy to lose our inner peace by spinning the wheels in our minds, wasting energy trying to control that which is out of our control. God offers us His peace, which is greater than our own understanding of any situation. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Jesus paid a high price for it. For the punishment that brought us peace was on Him. Isaiah 53, verse 5.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!